The Wages of Fear, known in French as Le Salaire de la Peur, is a 1953 French film directed by Henri-Georges Clouzot. It's a classic of French cinema. In the film, a massive fire consumes an oil well in South America. The solution for this type of fire is to use highly explosive nitroglycerin to choke off its oxygen supply. When the regular crew refuses the mission, the company offers $2,000 each to four European locals willing to risk it all, transporting the dangerous cargo across the jungle. Being invested in the stock market these last few years sure can feel a lot like driving in the jungle with nitroglycerin. Turning on the computer or TV, investors hear talk of economic doomsday, meltdowns, all from supposedly genius investors predicting market crashes. Whether in films or the stock market, high stakes can lead to high gains, but the journey is never guaranteed to be smooth. Yet for the chance of higher returns, we accept the calamity. The returns are our wages of fear. But is the fear justified? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist at IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of August 20th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Recently, Michael Burry, famed investor of another movie, The Big Short, disclosed one of his trades, a bet worth over $1 billion against the S&P 500 index. This means that if the market drops, he profits, and vice versa. Given his portrayal as a genius predictor of market corrections in the movie, the trade has captured the public's imagination. However, this isn't the first time Burry has taken such a stance. The Wall Street Journal recently highlighted several occasions over the past 4 years when Burry voiced skepticism about the markets. His remarks included tweets like, "Sell," "Could be worse than 2008," and "Greatest speculative bubble." The average market return 6 months after each of these comments, 17%. Again, that's a positive 17%. Earlier this year, there was a video making the rounds on social media predicting an economic apocalypse. For weeks, we were flooded with requests for our commentary against this video. Our advice was always the same. It was the boring thing that people don't want to hear but need to. Stay rational. Remember that time in the market is more important than timing the market. Now, some heeded our advice, and others gave in to fear. As of now, the S&P 500 index has gained approximately 15% year-to-date, and the NASDAQ index has gained over 35%. Again, positive numbers. Now, the skeptics will say, you just wait. The bad times will come. Experience tells me this. The next time the equity markets exhibit a significant downturn, which they will at some point, and the economy falters, which will also happen, again, at some point in the future unknown to us, these doomsayers will claim vindication. However, the irony is that the market might well go down only to a level higher than when they initially sounded the alarm. There's an old saying in the business, the market will most certainly correct at some point from these or higher levels. So beyond the fear-mongering, what does history tell us about what's ahead? First, let's establish a consensus view on the current state of affairs. Growth, economic growth, is decelerating. This is a topic we've discussed numerous times in the podcast last week, as well as over the past year. And when viewed without the distortion of a magnifying glass, inflation is also on a declining trend. Essentially, we're in an environment of decelerating growth and decelerating inflation. Now, this is hardly an ideal situation. To gauge the potential of the S&P 500 index falling by more than 10% or gaining over the next 12 months in this such economic climate, I examined various factors, from manufacturing data to leading economic indicators, GDP growth, and so on. On average, with the conditions as they stand, the U.S. stock market sees a drop of more than 10%. This would be a correction over a 12-month span, only 21% of the time going back 70 years. Now, the TSX only has a slightly higher likelihood of a correction at 25%. The average 12-month return for the S&P 500 in this type of circumstance hovers around 5%. As of now, as we've mentioned earlier, we're enjoying a 15% return to year-to-date for the U.S. benchmark index. A 10% downturn would merely realign us with the long-term average. So historically speaking, in this environment of dual deceleration, there's only a 20% probability of witnessing a correction or worse in the upcoming 12 months. But let's entertain this soft landing theory that we've hit rock bottom and are on the brink of a new economic cycle. If we assume that growth will pick up while inflation continues to slow down, well, now the odds of seeing a correction or worse in the next year stand at a mere 6% based on the historical data. While we have ample reason to trust the validity of these numbers, our goal isn't to argue the perfection of these odds. Instead, we aim to highlight that even in the direst of economic environments, the chances of seeing a correction over a 12-month period remain relatively slim, only 1 out of 5 times. Nevertheless, it's still prudent to secure some of our gains and ensure our portfolio is in harmony with our long-term strategic intentions. In doing so, we can claim our wages of fear without the anxiety of transporting nitroglycerin. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.